here made $215,000 salary-wise this year and got a bonus of $11,356 for winning the WNBA Finals. LeBron's salary this year was $37.44 million. He also got a $370,000 bonus for winning the NBA Finals, $55,000 more than what Sue even makes in a season. This really needs to change.
No, it doesn't. The NBA brings in way more money than the WNBA. Actually, I believe I read something that the WNBA has been operating at a loss for years, and the NBA just give them the money as like a charity to keep them afloat. So any woman who makes this argument is just obviously not intelligent or obviously hasn't looked into it. She's just going off of popular talking points in the media. And that's what a lot of women do. They don't actually research it. If they just hear people talking about it in the media, they'll just run with it.
Sometimes we don't want to talk to y'all either. We just want you to come over and fuck something and get the fuck out of here. We don't want to sit here and listen. We don't care about your hopes and your dreams either, bitch.
No, a lot of women don't care about your hopes and dreams, your feelings, emotions, what you went through in your past. A lot of women aren't going to just say it outright like this. I mean, by the time a woman talking like this, you don't want anything to do with her. And by the time a woman just wants you to come over, hit it, and leave and don't want to talk to you, that's not girlfriend material. That's jump off material. And keep her at that forever.
I don't want to do. If I love you, ain't nobody going to have you. I'm going to make you miserable. I'm going to chase that out. I'm going to chase your ass around. And it's done.
And this is Chris Brown, a famous millionaire, legendary R&B singer, and he still feel the need to do this. See, it don't matter how much money you have, how much respect you have in your industry. When you got mental and emotional issues, you're going to act out like this and do crazy, weird, effed up stuff like this. I could never do this, even if I'm a pizza guy, I wouldn't do no stuff like this, let alone a rich millionaire who can get any woman I want.
I think y'all walk around with y'all chest out like y'all so cocky and like y'all just so... who, like, what's up? And then, like, just the slightest thing will break y'all down. It's like, damn, where that energy went at? Mr. Cocky? Yeah. Like, Mr. What? Like,
one thing that I notice is most men that you think of as these tough, chest out type of guys, when they in love, become a whole different type of person.
No, for real. A lot of that tough, macho stuff, it's false. It's hollow. And a lot of guys, yeah, they turn into girls when it comes to females. When they get into their feelings with a chick, all that tough guy stuff go out the window. And that's a lot of dudes who put in work in the streets. You know, for real, real G's, real Compton City G's. But then when they get home, their girl be slapping them in their head, calling them out of their name. Like, where all that tough guy stuff go? It go away when the woman come in the room. For most guys.
What is that like, watching this man with this image of toughness just kind of turn into a baby?
You can't even be vulnerable with your shawty no more?
No, you can't. She will lose respect for you.
You can't even be soft with your woman no more.
I mean, it's not that you can't let your guard down a little bit, but don't take it too far. Yeah, you got to keep that stoic, masculine vibe at all times, pretty much. Need somebody to talk to, call your boys or call your mama. Be vulnerable with them. But don't ever be too vulnerable with your lady.
Who's she trying to date? What kind of relationship is this? Cut him off. Man, what, bruh?
Are you single?
Yes.
Do you find me attractive?
No.
Swear down, rate me out of 10.
Zero.
Are we going to skip the lying part and the actual video?
Look at you.
Go on, look at me. Don't look too much, you know, you might fall in love.
Don't tell me what to do. You're a good 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, you could tell she's arrogant. Very arrogant. Gave him a zero without even looking at him. She's rude, probably entitled. She's not half as attractive as she thinks she is. I could just tell you that right now. You can take a look for yourself when it, you know, pans back to her face. The only reason I'm coming at her is because how she's acting. It's a lot of average and below average women who walk around like they're tens, especially if she got a nice body. And this woman has a nice body. I'll give it to her. But her face ain't all that. She a butterhead. Everything but her head look good. But she got the nerve to be arrogant and rude. It's always just best to be humble, I'll say that.
So what's my chances of bagging you? You're looking at my lips an awful much, you know, up here, yeah?
Don't tell me what to do, for one. You're not tall enough, so, sadly.
What's the minimum height a guy's to be to date?
Okay, a woman who keeps saying, don't tell me what to do, when he's obviously playing around and having fun, that's a masculine woman. You know what I mean? Anytime you ask her anything, don't tell me what to do, don't tell me what to do. Not dateable. Don't be like this, ladies. If you're the type of woman who don't want a man to ever tell you what to do in any capacity, or even make a request for you to do something one way or another because you feel like he's controlling you or bossing you around, you're not relationship material, period. I mean, just being in a relationship with another human being, people are going to ask you to try to do things for them. Can you do this? Can you not do that? That's a part of being in a relationship with any human, even friendships. So she's really exposing herself to be a trash person.
6'3".